Hello and welcome to Second Row Conversations. I'm Letitia, also known as Lady P, and I'm so glad you decided to join me today. So today is a mini pod. We're doing our MOTW this week, our message of the week. For those of you who are new and don't exactly know what that is when I give you little nuggets from this week's message, something to help you remember, something for you to feast on for the week, some words that will encourage you, motivate you, and just keep you to keep going. How about that? So this week's message of the week was actually given by, we had a guest speaker at our church for our Founders Day. Shout out to Elder Charles Major out of Manning, South Carolina. And he came through and gave us a word that has been encouraging me so far this week. And I hope it does the same for you. So the scripture that he came from, his text was from Matthew 11 chapter verses 2 through 6, as well as the 16th chapter verses 13 through 18. And his title, his subject was He's the One. And so just a little bit of background information. That is the first part of that is when John the Baptist is in jail. And he has sent his disciples out to talk to Jesus and find out if Jesus is the one that has come, that John was preparing the world for, that, hey, somebody's on his way and he's coming to save the world. And so John sent his disciples, his boys, he sends his boys out to Jesus to ask him, are you the one or should we be looking for another? And so Jesus tells his disciples, yes, I'm the one. People have been being healed. Those who are blind can see. Those who have been lame can walk. So I'm the one that you've been preparing for, that you've been waiting for. I'm the one. And so that is that first scripture. And then the second part is when Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's sitting around and I'm talking and Jesus is being prepared. It's on his way to being crucified. And he asked his disciples, and I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. He asked his disciples, who do you say I am? I know what everyone else is saying, but who do you say I am? And Peter declares that you are Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells him, blood did not reveal that to you. Flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. So you know who I am. And upon this rock, I'll build this church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so that's what that second scripture text is. Go read it for yourself. Because I'm paraphrasing, but I want you to go read it for yourself. And so these are some nuggets that came from that message on this week. Again, the subject was He's the One, right? So continue to do the right thing and someone will talk about you. If you're out here doing the right thing, living your life for Christ, not causing confusion and all the things, someone will talk about you. When you stand for the right thing, trust and believe, someone will stand against you. Okay, so they're going to talk about you, good or bad. If you're doing the right thing, someone is watching, someone is paying attention, and they are going to have a conversation about you. Trust and believe. Again, people are watching from afar. They want to see how you handle confusion, misunderstanding. They want to see how you handle it when you're angry. People are watching. And so we have to be mindful of how we react. Okay. We have to be mindful that when life comes up against us, when life, throws us, a ball in our life and it knocks us all off course, something that we weren't prepared for, how are we handling it? And people are watching to see, are you going to cuss somebody out? Or are you going to just stand and have a conversation with that person? I know the easy way, the quick thing, our flesh rises up and we want to get them. And if you are a cusser, you got some words, it's still there. So people are watching to see, are you really living the life that you are professing? Okay. When you get where Jesus is, things that don't make sense begin to happen. When you are in relationship with Christ, things begin to happen that, you can't explain it. Miracles begin to happen. It just doesn't make sense to you. You can't explain it. You try to explain it. But there aren't words sometimes. And so when you get where Jesus is, things that don't make sense, that you mentally, or you try to talk your way through it and try to figure it out, it is beyond what you can even fathom, what your mind can even grasp. Okay. And so that's what happens. It just doesn't make sense. But like my father-in-law says, his math is a funny kind of math. Okay. So that's what happens when you get to where Jesus is. Things happen that just doesn't make sense. Your story will change regardless if it goes against the rules. And what that means is there are many stories in the Bible where Jesus heals people, and it's on a Sabbath. And the law said you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath. And the church folk from the Bible, we know those people, the church folk felt some type of way because Jesus was out here working, performing miracles on the Sabbath. But when Jesus has a plan for your life, it doesn't matter what the rules may say, it's going to take place. He's an extraordinary strategist. He's going to put it together. He's going to make it work. And it doesn't matter if it goes against what the rules may be. He is in control. And if he wants it to work, if he says this is going to happen in your life, it is going to happen, regardless of, again, what the rules may say. It doesn't make sense, right? But it will change. Your story will change. So Jesus begins to have a conversation again with his disciples, asking them, I know what the outside folks are saying. I know what the people that I've come in contact with are saying. I know those whose lives I've changed. The woman that had the issue of blood, I know what she's saying. The man whose friends let him put him through the roof down into the house and I healed him. I know what they're saying, but you walk close with me. You've been with me through all of this. Who do you say that I am? Remember what Peter said. He told him, we know who you are. You are Jesus the Christ. We know who you are. So one thing that he said, that Elder Major said, was we know the history of Jesus. We know where he was born. We know who his parents were, who his earthly parents were. We know the miracles that he performed. But have we built a relationship with him? Do we really know who he is for ourselves? We know all of the things. We see what he does in other people's lives. We read the stories in the Bibles. But have we built a relationship with him for ourselves? That's very important. When you get the right one, you have to tell someone, right? When you meet the love of your life, when you meet that special person, you have to tell someone, hey, let me tell you about who I met and how my life is changing because of the relationship that is beginning to form. When you meet the right one, when you've built a friendship with someone, you tell other people, hey, I've become friends with this person and we become really close and they are making a difference in my life. So when you get the right one, you have to tell someone. And that's the same thing with Jesus. When you have become close with him, when you've built that relationship with him, when he begins to work in your life and your life is completely changed, you have to tell somebody. You have to tell someone verbally and through your actions. People should be able to see you and say something's different. He's not acting the same. She's not talking the same. She don't hang out like she used to. So when you get the right one, you're going to tell someone. You're going to have to. Don't lose your key. And the key is whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So don't lose that. That's your key. So when you're praying and when you are declaring and decreeing things in your life, your key is remembering that whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. The key unlocks the door, but doesn't give you access to what is on the inside. You must walk in. Okay, so when you have a key and you go to a door and you turn it, it unlocks the door, but you have to physically turn the knob to walk in. Okay, when you go to any business or anything, you have to make the effort to push the door, rather push it or pull it to walk in. And so You have the key is there to loose and to bind, but you still have to walk in it. You still have to walk in what God has declared for your life. And so we have to remember that even though we may loose it, we may lose financial blessings. We may lose a great job, a better job. We may lose all of these great things that are going in our lives. That's the key. But our faith unlocks the door. We have to walk through it. We have to believe that what has been said and declared of our life, it is so, and we will walk in it. Revelation and knowledge will cause you to walk in. Again, just like I said, revelation and knowledge will cause you to walk in. The rock is the revelation of the knowledge of who Jesus is. When you build a relationship with him, that's when you really have to know who he is. And how do you do that? Praying, reading your Bible, meditating on the goodness of the Lord, going to church, being in fellowship with other believers, understanding that Jesus is, he wants the best for you. And even in those times of stress and unknown and trying to figure it all out, he is there with you. The Bible says he won't leave us or forsake us. And we have to stand on that and believe that he won't leave us or forsake us. You can't represent me until you know who I am and accept me as your personal savior. You can't represent Jesus. You can't. So you can be out here saying that you represent and you love the Lord. But if you are not, if you've not accepted him as your personal savior, then you can't represent him. And that is that's it. Like, you can't just be out here saying you represent someone and you don't know them. You don't have a relationship with them, right? You can't be out here saying, I represent, I don't know, a particular football team and you are an ambassador for the football team, but you've never had a relationship with them. You don't work for them. They don't know you. You just know of them, but you don't know them. So you can't be out here saying that you are a representative of anything if you've not had a relationship or have a personal understanding, have any type of conversation with them, have not been in relationship with them. And that's the same with Jesus. You can't be out here saying you represent him if you don't know him. You can't be out here saying you are a man of God or a pastor, an elder, a teacher, or just a lay person out here trying to act like you are living for Christ, but you don't have a relationship with them. So it's important that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ before you go out here declaring that you are representing him. He is the one. He's the one. He's the one that we need in our lives. He's the one that's going to help us through all that we're going through. He's the one that has purpose for us. And so we have to remember that, again, continue to do the right thing, live a life for him, represent him, and represent him in all that you say and you do. Okay. I thank you for joining me today. I hope this MOTW has helped you. And I'm going to be asking you on all social media platforms, hey, what's your MOTW? Let's talk about it. Share it in the comments. I want to know, what have you learned this week? What was your message? Encourage someone else that may be going through. You never know that what you heard this week, you don't know how it's going to help someone. So I hope you will share your MOTWs. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for joining me on the Second Row every week. I truly, truly appreciate it. I appreciate your words of encouragement, your messages. They mean a lot to me. You can join me every Wednesday on the Second Row on all platform podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. That's Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them. And join me on, you can also join me on YouTube. I'm there every week. So make sure you subscribe, you like, follow, and share. Tell someone about Second Row Conversations. And as I close, just remember, no matter where you are, no matter where God has placed you, remember to accept it, embrace it, and flourish in it. I'll see you next time.